Hey everyone, welcome in to another Daily Editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now Jordan, we are seeing a bit of a recovery, let's say, in some of the precious metals trades today. However, gold is still slightly down, but boy oh boy, it was down a lot more earlier today. It's kind of a reversal day for some of these markets almost across the board. Where I do want to start though is a quick comment on silver. As much as we have talked about silver still outperforming gold and having a better chart setup, there's a lot of the permabulls, I'll call them, that are saying that that short squeeze that happened in silver that really just lasted 3, maybe 4 days, if you want to stretch it out to that, that has actually brought new attention to the silver market and has brought in new investors to the silver market. I don't necessarily agree with that comment, but I do want to get your thoughts. Anything on the charts or really just your general thoughts about that comment. Did that short squeeze actually bring new investors, longer-term investors, into silver?
My answer to that would be I don't think so, just based on the way silver and silver stocks have been trading. I mean, we talked about it before we hit record. Silver is really, it's like half a precious metal and half a base metal, and base metals have just been screaming. They've just been going off the charts. When you consider that and you look at how silver and silver stocks have been performing, silver has been performing, relatively decent, and silver stocks have been performing okay up to this point. They look like, I mean, if they could just get a little more buying, you know, they could maybe push up even more from here. They don't, you know, they're looking better on the daily charts, but I don't see any evidence that a whole bunch of new investors have come into the market. I know First Majestic is a heavily shorted stock. When I look at that chart, it doesn't look that much different than SIL or even SILJ to me. And so, and when you're looking at futures markets, Corey, we know that you need tons and tons of money if you're really going to impact these markets. So the Reddit crowd and these new retail investors, I just don't think there's really enough of them to impact a futures market. And, you know, maybe they could impact a certain stock, but like when you look at First Majestic, and that's one that's been mentioned again, it doesn't look to me technically like there's a whole bunch of new people have come in and have been buying it. It doesn't look that much different than SIL or SILJ. So overall, that's my broad view. I just don't think these new investors, if they have come in, I don't think there's enough of them to have had an impact on the way silver and silver stocks have been trading.
Yeah, fair enough. And you know what? Silver does just keep on moving in a way with copper, or at least it is being a bit more supported by the base metals. Let's talk about where the focus is then. From investors, it still is not in the gold stocks. Arguably, it's still at least a little bit in the silver stocks, but we're seeing some of these base metal stocks just scream higher, which in all fairness makes sense because look at what copper's done. What are your thoughts on where the focus is in this sector right now, more so into base metals than anything?
Yeah, I'm surprised how far that move has gone. I mean, if you look at the COPX copper stocks ETF, I mean, that's just about quadrupled right now. And copper is well over $4 now. I can recall maybe one or two times in, you know, recent months we talked and I said, yeah, well, there's resistance here at 375 or 380 or whatever it was. And I mean, copper just had no problem blowing through that. So there's just an extreme amount of strength in copper and just commodities ex precious metals. But, you know, looking at the chart of copper and COPX, that would worry me a little bit. I wouldn't want to be buying into these markets here and now. I get that why they're doing well. I mean, we've had interest rates have moved higher. I mean, inflation expectations are moving higher. These markets are really depressed earlier in the year. And so now there's the narrative is people are getting vaccinated. The pandemic is going to die down or at least become less of a problem. A lot of money is coming in from governments and, you know, we have zero rates and, you know, people are going to want to take out loans and spend. And so I get that the market is discounting that. But at this point, I just don't see how much more that trade really has left in it. I mean, oddly enough, Corey, and I get it, I write a gold newsletter, so it sounds like I'm promoting myself, but that's where the best value is here and now, because precious metals have corrected for almost 7 months, and you know, these other sectors have really just, it's not even like they've done well. I mean, they've just done a moonshot. There's some vertical moves in these sectors. And the last comment on that, Corey, that's what would worry me, because if we get like a 15 or 20% sharp correction in the stock market, you will see commodities getting hit. These commodities, ex precious metals, that have done really well, like they would have the same correction. So that would worry me.
Jordan, do you carry any of this over to the correction that we've seen in a lot of these EV metal stocks? So the electric vehicle metal stocks, they were running higher, and it didn't even matter what kind of fundamentals the stock had. If it had lithium in its name, it was doing well. But they have gone through, at least short-term, but fairly significant correction.
Yeah, I mean, looking at things like lithium and the rare earths, I mean, they have had a sharp correction in recent days. And, you know, it's not my expertise, these sectors, but it bears watching if, you know, because sometimes you can have a correction where you have a sharp correction and then the market rallies and it's kind of unable to take out the recent high for a while. So that's something that would worry me, that these sharp corrections are the start of a larger correction. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying they're going to give up all their gains, but that's just something I'd be a little bit concerned about, again, because like you said, I mean, it doesn't really matter what the fundamentals of the stock. I mean, all these things have just gone off the charts. So that's just one thing I notice, is there's been some really, or there's been a strong leg down in just the last 5 or 7 days. And so we'll see if the bounces in those sectors will recapture the old highs, or if they'll fade after that, and then we'll have evidence of a larger correction.
So Jordan, in terms of, let's go back to gold then, because gold is bouncing a little bit today, but quite frankly, it was really close to breaking down just last week, and we haven't seen all that strong of a bounce. We are up, but still up right around that 1800 level, which in all fairness is not that great considering where it was, but it is encouraging that it did manage to hold that about 1770 level. How important is this week's close as we transition not only through the week, but then also through the month?
I'd say you said it right there. It's really important because it's the end of the month and also the end of the week. And we know that monthly charts are far more significant than daily charts and even weekly charts. And if you look at the monthly charts in precious metals just before this month, they do look bearish. They would argue that we are going to have another leg down and that gold could go to 1690 and GDX could go to 30, 31, GDXJ could go to 42. So that's a possibility, but we have to see how the sector closes this week, which again is the end of the month. And if you know, they have another two strong days after today, that would encourage me that maybe we have seen the bottom. But honestly, Corey, it's like a 50-50 call. It's really hard to say. And so I just don't know. I mean, it could go either way, where, you know, maybe we did see the bottom 3 or 4 days ago, or the other scenario is we're having a little rally here and then we're going to roll over again and have a little bit more selling before we actually get to a bottom. So I just don't, you know, I wish I could. People like to have definitive answers, but I honestly can't say. But I will say, I mean, with all that said, Corey, I mean, this is close to a time, or generally speaking, you want to be buying here. I mean, we were talking in the summer and early fall. I mean, that was not a time you wanted to be buying. But the market has corrected. The precious metals have corrected a good amount. And so you definitely want to be in buying mode based on you know, individual companies. That doesn't mean you want to buy every individual company, but there certainly are some that look like, you know, good buys here and now out there. So I do want to make that clear, even though I think it's in the realm of possibility that we haven't hit the low, you know, this is a time you want to be buying.
Now, are there any other levels that we should be watching closely on, let's say, the gold chart, other than around that 1770, or more specifically 1767 level?
It's a really good question. I mean, I would like to see if gold could Yeah, I'm just looking here. Maybe 1820 or 1825, if it could rise above there, that'd be helpful. But it's really, I mean, 1850, if we get a weekly close above 1850, that would be significant. But it's just it's a tough call, to be honest. And the chart is not, just the way it's kind of traded. It's just kind of tough to look at and say, well, if it can go above this level, then it kind of confirms a low. I'd look at 1850 as one level on the weekly chart. But I, just coming back to this week and this month, the next couple days are pretty important. But then again, Corey, I mean, it's possible that the low is in and we don't even have to close the week that strong. So there's are a few different possibilities here and now. And I mean, I hate to not give a direct answer, but that's just where we are, to be honest. There's not enough evidence right now to make me confident in, you know, calling a bottom or not calling one. And who knows, you know, maybe you can take that as a contrary indicator that we've already bottomed. That's another possibility.
Jordan, I don't use you as a contrary indicator, but I think it is saying a lot in the fact that you just don't know, right? The charts still need to give us a bit more clarity as to whether gold's going to break down or break up because, oh, it's been a long correction, but we are still trading kind of right at that bottom level where it does need to hold or it would be encouraging to hold. But hey, man, we just need to break this downtrend, at least for gold. Jordan, great chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to the daily gold so everyone can follow along with more or less your daily thoughts on the metals. Thanks for your time, Jordan. I'll chat with you next week.